Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Now, back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Dilly dilly.
Dilly dilly.
It's Friday. And there's our buddy Paul Mercurio's in town. He's at the Funny Bone this weekend. Going to see him in the studio a little later on this morning, along with Sean Ganant and Sean O'Brien. That's your whole show tonight. If you want to see those guys, funnybonemall.com. I think Paul's gigs across the country. He tweets at Paul Mercurio and some other stuff.
I think they moved the Star Wars premiere up to last night, so everybody could enroll in Obamacare today.
That's a good idea. I saw there was a nice.
You can't have the Star Wars premiere and the end of the Obamacare enrollment on the same day.
I retweeted a. I know that a lot of states and people shut down the advertising. Well, actually, the federal government shut down the advertising. But I saw somebody thanked Dr. Mina, just a guy that had a job that really wasn't. He worked a lot of hours, but they weren't paying any health insurance, and he didn't even know he could do this. And he went and got his health insurance through ACA. So good for him. And he thanked Dr. Mina. She does a good job. Hi, Greg.
Quite an advocate. And I wish somebody would have been as big an advocate for that net neutrality.
Yeah. That's brutal.
Do we care?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Thank you, Pete. We do care. Okay. 83% of the country that actually pays attention knows it shouldn't.
I didn't see anybody up in arms about this.
Nobody knew what it was about. They all vote Republican anyway. It doesn't really matter.
A lot of people were up in arms about it.
They were up in arms about it. Yeah. And people should be. That's where it's going to hurt.
Yep. So, yeah, your big Comcast or Verizon, those big providers
are
going to be able to go to your Netflix, your Hulus, your things like that and say, you know, you're going to have to pay a little extra if you want to get good quality internet to our customers.
Right.
And then your Netflix, your Hulu, your whatever is going to go up.
And that's just those. That doesn't mean Google, all those other things. They could all charge.
Oh, yeah. And so
go ahead, keep going.
I understand that. There's the people that do that torrent stuff. They want to be able to stop that. But they can already do that.
Right.
Our cable provider here really cracks down on that.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's just for these big companies because they're losing subscribers. People are streaming more. We're getting their entertainment other places.
Yep.
Now they have another avenue to suck money out of, you know, the Hulus, the Netflix, and things like that.
Yeah, they can charge.
And in turn, you're going to have to pay more for those services.
Right. Somebody, I retweeted that out. There's a list of stuff you could have to pay for that nobody never even thought of. And I wrote, it said $9.99 a movie for Netflix. And somebody goes, well, don't you pay for Netflix already? I said, no, you pay like a monthly fee and that is it.
Yeah.
So that's no. It's like $17. $19, it went up to $19, I believe, Netflix.
Yeah, your tweet seemed a little doom and gloom. Nobody's paying $9.99.
No, that was retweet.
For Google.
No, not yet. That could happen. Actually, Google's $1.99. They could charge you for a search. All that stuff could happen.
It's not
me doom and gloom, and I'm just reading what people are saying. And 90% of the country knows it's not good.
So they can throttle that connection. So YouTube,
right? And it can affect this show.
Because Comcast and NBC are the same company,
right?
So they may not want YouTube to be able to get a good connection to your home,
right.
Because they have their own product,
right? Mm-hmm. And you can get a faster lane. It'll stop small companies from just going on the internet and trying to start a business. For all you small businessmen, it's going to screw you because you won't have the money to get a fast lane internet site.
Right.
Yeah, I've read a lot about it too last time. You obviously know more, LD. Thank you for speaking
up. I don't know if I know more.
Well, that's a low bar in this show, but it is, for any subject, it's a low bar knowing more. No, but it's not good.
But internet should be a utility.
Thank you.
It should. Everyone should have the same
utility. In this day and age.
And in our market here, we have choices.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have two companies that compete. There's places that don't have that.
Of course.
And you are stuck with, you know, crappy cable company.
But the thing
A.
about the slow lane thing drives me crazy because businesses won't be able to compete with businesses that can pay the fast lane. It's just brutal. It's brutal. Everything you read about is brutal. And it's not good for the consumer, that's for sure, and that's what we're talking to. Hopefully we're talking to people that understand. It's not politics here, although one party put it in. It's for you.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Breitbart, people have to pay more.
Yeah. A lot of big business fans out there.
For some reason,
who
have no
across.
Stake in it. Yeah,
they love big business.
Oh, yeah.
And they love the billionaires.
Our show streams. It's a big part of our listening audience.
It's going to trickle down, Tom.
Yeah. It really could affect this show.
Sometimes it doesn't. Is it streaming today?
Good point.
Well, yes.
Okay.
Yes. And it was streaming yesterday, just not in one particular source.
On our site, on the Todd and Tyler site, which is
wasn't
important.
The,
and people fixed it as quick as they could.
All right.
Good. Because that's what you should do.
Yeah, and that's what happens every time.
When things go down.
I jumped down the T95 so I could listen. So I like listening to it because they put their commercials in there. Like, I don't know these companies. No, heating and air from, Steve.
Good for them. Thank you for advertising in Wichita for us. And our
I'd like to
our
use
fine
service,
affiliate, but... T95. We love T95.
Yeah. Craig's stuff.
So what's new, Craig?
So it dawned on me last night while I was watching the football game.
Yeah, I was watching a little bit of the football game myself.
Yeah, I was watching the football game, going on, and I decided to text my brother-in-law, who's a Dolts fan. He grew up there. And so I sent him a text, and it dawned on me that this is all an exercise in futility.
Because he doesn't have text?
Neither of those teams are doing anything in the playoffs or nothing.
No,
it's just... out there, whack job, having fun.
Yeah, they should have just played like touch or something.
Yeah, there was no need to play tackle football like in that game last
night. Yeah, like that old school, when they used to play the Pro Bowl, where they just snap the ball and stand up.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes. No reason for anybody to get hurt.
Why get hurt? We gotta play next year.
That had absolutely zero playoff ramifications.
None.
Right.
And the only thing will
not
be
even
is
for like the role of spoiler or draft anything like that.
Just draft nothing. Picks. Just draft picks. As PD said yesterday, he said, should I root against the Broncos for draft picks? I said, yeah, you should, but you won't because you always want your team to win.
Of course you want your team to win.
Yeah, but if you lose, it was a win-win for Bronco fans.
But I mentioned LD.
You lose, draft pick.
This is Brock Osweiler can come through when nothing is on the line. He is great when nothing is on the line. He was very good last night.
He's very tall. He throws down.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, he's like, 8 feet?
He throws downhill.
I do like the all blue and the all orange together. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was fun.
I like color rush uniforms.
I tend not to.
Some of them are okay.
But I'm old fashioned.
I like it better than because when your team is the away team and they're not just wearing white. I like the colors.
Yeah, I like the Steelers all black. I love that look.
I didn't like the Seahawks highlighter uniform.
I liked it. You like that? The kids, man.
Sure.
And that's what matters.
It's about selling merch.
That's who buys jerseys. My son loved that highlighter uniform.
Yeah. I like the Bronco helmets last night.
Oh, the old school.
That was old school, yeah.
Dark blue.
They were darker, though, weren't they?
They were dark.
So it was the new logo color, but with the old logo.
Yeah, with the D.
They can't change.
They were darker. That's exactly right. What they should have done was let Elway play quarterback a little bit. What
they
the hell?
Have,
he's
yeah,
out there.
That, yeah.
Right.
Suit up. Get out there with his gut.
No, but they
he's
had
gut
one
now.
They had one nice shot. And
he's
this
got his
is
coat on.
This is always flattering. If anybody ever wants to take a picture or video of me, please do this. Please do it while I'm eating sunflower seeds.
Or picking your nose.
Yeah, exactly.
Elway's got a bag of spits there. They cut to him in the booth, and he's spitting into his cup. He's eating his sunflower seeds. And
yeah. Instead of getting my apple. Like,
I had a...
oh, God.
I mentioned Brett from Red Zone. He's our ticket guy there. We're official ticket guys for Red Zone tickets. I had great seats for a Pirate game, and I was like literally right behind the you could see where the guy was on deck for the Buccos. We're sitting right there, basically. So I kept thinking, even though it's regional TV, it still can get the internet.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking. So I had like this boogie in my nose. I'm thinking, man, it's right there.
I can't pick it. If I start
drilling for that thing, and there's just one shot of me, a random shot of me with my finger right up my nose. I mean, I don't care. it'd be viral. There's a guy that's picking up his nose. There's a board. Reds are kicking the Pirates' ass 10-0. This guy's picking his nose. Whatever. It'd be some viral thing.
You know what?
Literally, I'm thinking, what are the odds? But whatever. What are the odds?
Just bend over like you're tying your shoe.
Nowadays, you see it all the time. You see random fan with HD just doing weird stuff.
Smell of your fingers.
When I had to take a pistol one time, I literally dug in there and got it out of there. I said, I can't do this. It was just stupid. You got to think about that. But the guys that are playing and owners, they don't know, and they're on camera all the time.
Yeah.
You know?
But it's just random.
Right.
They don't know when they're going to be on camera.
And you see it a lot in baseball, because in the dugout, those guys are just doing everything. They're sitting there picking their nose, talking to each other, scratching their ball. Yeah, so much downtime.
I was just watching.
There's somebody in the booth that probably didn't really like Elway and said, why don't you get this shot?
Was he spitting?
Yes. He was spitting the seeds into a cup.
All right.
He
was going,
They just re-showed it again the other day on Lebatard's show in the afternoon. And I think it's the German soccer coach.
Oh, yeah. He picked it and ate it, right?
No.
He smelled his fart?
Yeah, no, he went forearm deep in the back of his pants, pulled his hand out, and then sniffed his finger. Twice! Twice in one game they caught him. It's like, dude, you don't know that there's 47 cameras in the building?
I've seen my son do that in sports, man. He'll be digging in there and smell his hand real quick on the field. I go, what the hell? It's a natural. So human and so gross. It's so human and so gross. And everybody has done it once.
Oh, yeah.
And probably more.
My dog does that. She'll scoot her ass along the carpet to turn around and sniff it.
She's a dog. I do that.
Yeah. Sure. Every time. That's the idea. If you're scooting your ass along the carpet.
You want to go smell the
You want to sniff it and check yourself.
Yeah.
See if you're, I got a problem with that.
Right. It smells pretty bacteria-free. I'll be okay.
Well, it sounds like the dog can stick a paw back there.
Good point, LB. Right. It's just itchy.
It's just itchy.
They can smell their tongue because their tongue's burned in there anyway. Whatever. Let the dogs alone. We'd do that too if we could.
Oh, yeah.
So it turned into a 25-13 win for the Broncos over the Dolts.
Good thing LD
watched the game. In a row.
LD had no idea what the score was. All right. He's a Bronco fan. Two games in a row.
Yeah, they beat the Jets.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, wow.
On a two-game win streak.
Powerhouse.
Are they mathematically eliminated?
Oh, yeah.
I figured that.
Broncos are 5-9.
Oh, yeah, they're mathematically eliminated.
The Dolts are at 3-11.
Yeah, they've been done for a few weeks.
Except that division, they might not have been done for a few weeks because it was their sick. Who's winning? 7-6 Chiefs?
Yeah.
Yeah, 76.
So are the Colts out of it?
And the Chargers.
Really, are the Broncos out of it? The Chiefs are 7-6. Actually,
If everybody loses and everybody wins, so to speak, people lose and the right people win.
There is a site that it gives you the exact number. I mean, there was a.
It's called the standings.
Yeah, but no, percentage wise, because my son looks that crap up. And there was the Browns like 3 weeks ago or something like that had a 0.5% chance of making the playoffs. Okay. Apparently that's everybody losing. I don't know how it worked out, but this is maybe 3-4 weeks
ago. Oh, I think that 538.com does that type of stuff.
They actually give a percentage even when crappy teams.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm done with those guys.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, me too. You're right.
You're wrong.
Yeah.
They're wrong.
They were right in a lot of things. They were just wrong in that.
No.
Yeah, they're just wrong.
You read it wrong.
Yeah.
And you blamed them.
Yeah, no, I blamed idiots that voted. So that's good.
Today's National Free Shipping Day.
Oh, all right.
So enjoy that.
Yeah,
I'm celebrating later.
Yeah.
I'm not
going to.
Oh my god. I burped and coughed and a little bile came up. So
Give me a kiss
on the break, man.
You got him through Free Shipping Day. He's excited.
I did.
That was it, man.
Are you kidding me? I did get him for that.
You kidding me? Free Shipping Day.
Burped and gulped and farted at the same time. Every time
I smelled my finger.
Free Shipping Day.
That hurt.
Does that mean like a car?
Could have saved my
wife and stepson a lot of hassle.
They didn't buy it. They just drove one back, right?
They delivered a car to Southern California.
Mm-mm. All right, now I'm sweating.
I can't answer that. I would assume there's still shipping charges for that.
I would assume so, too.
You have to be involved. You know, your company has to be involved. Whoever it is.
UPS guy pulls up, opens a truck, and just pulls out a car.
Yeah right.
But in a box.
Free shipping.
And in a box.
Really big boat.
And it says fragile.
Can you buy a car from Amazon?
Okay. I don't know. I'm on Amazon. I got an Amazon app. I look at it once in a while. And buy some stuff.
I don't think so.
I don't believe so.
You don't think so?
It'd be cool if you could.
Yeah. It'd be dangerous, though, too, all of a sudden. What did I do last night?
You get all liquored up.
You look at your credit card. All of a sudden, there's a car in your yard. What the hell?
Yeah,
why'd I spend $15,000 on something last
that
night?
That one-click buying button becomes real dangerous. Real.
I bought a car and a new basketball.
That's exactly right. Something stupid.
I needed
like that.
Those.
Something stupid like that would happen.
The more older brothers a gentleman has,
The only cars you can get are Maters.
Oh, okay.
Go Maters.
Gotcha.
I heard this story. I read this story the other day.
The more older brothers a man has, the more likely he is to be gay. That's according to new research that explores one of the possible biological factors in determining sexual attraction. With each older brother, the chances of the younger sibling being gay appears to go up by about a third. It happens even if the brothers are raised apart, but with adopted brothers. Scientists think that when a woman is pregnant with her first boy, a protein linked to the Y chromosome that only men have enters the blood. The woman's body builds up antibodies to try and fight off what it sees as a foreign invader. Antibodies that can enter the brain of subsequent male fetuses and possibly alter how it functions. I love gay porn, and I have no older brothers.
Yeah, you did. He died.
I guess I did.
And you weren't raised with him.
But does a month count as an older brother, or is that just kind of like a twin?
No. But it wasn't the same mother.
Still.
And you're talking about the mother.
Yeah. Oh, is it the same mother?
That's right.
All
right.
The science he's talking about involves
the
womb.
I am the older brother there.
Craig is straight.
You just love gay porn just for research purposes, apparently. Why'd you, I don't know why you yelled that
out. Not just research.
So if you're the sixth or seventh son...
I see now. Not ask me this question.
Well, basically,
do not ask me this question.
100% chance.
Well, the way just I interpreted that,
just the odds are up.
Right, the younger brothers have a better chance of being gay.
That's what they're saying.
A lot of older brothers are calling younger brother. You got something to tell me? That's all it is today.
They're forwarding the story.
I had to resist the urge to repost this on Facebook and just tag every one of my friends who has older brothers.
Yeah, you're right. Come on. Tony's, your brothers are younger than you, right?
Yeah, they're all younger.
How about...
That's for people in the comment section to do.
Your biological dad has other kids.
Right, to tag all their younger brothers.
Yeah. I got to call him, by the way.
Wait for Father's Day.
Wait for him to call you.
Yeah. He did call you.
Yeah, he did call. Yeah, I never called.
See if you can borrow $20 till today.
What was your post? I'd rather have you say this because you tweeted me yesterday. We were talking about LeVar Ball, the old man.
Oh, and he's the black father that's around too much. That old joke.
That's a great joke. Oh,
yeah, that was a great joke.
I was gonna say it on the air.
Who said that? But that was
better
hilarious.
Coming from you than me. When I read, I laughed, but we went on to another subject.
Yeah, he's the black father.
Is your dad still in Alabama?
Yes. Oh, he might have moved back to Florida.
Okay.
Because I think he retired.
All right.
Yeah.
You should go down and see him during the holidays.
I should.
Just because he lives in Florida.
Just show up. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Crash there.
With a bike. With a new bike. Just show up. Dad, teach me how to ride this.
And bring a football.
Take the training wheels off.
You want to have a catch? Bring a couple gloves and a ball.
Next year, you want a baseball glove?
Yep.
And play catch with him.
Teach me how to ride this
bike. And then the following year, he will teach you how to fish.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You can have your first beer together?
Yeah, you can.
I'll spit it out like it's so nasty. Like, oh, Dad, that's terrible.
Daddy.
Dad.
And then...
I want a soda.
Smoke your first bong hits together.
I don't know about
that's always a big bonding experience.
Do a line of coke together. Be like, yeah, come on, Dad.
Wow, that's a lovely.
It'd be crack. We'd go black.
Yeah, we'd go
hit the first crack pipe.
Yeah, exactly. We're sharing crack.
Duh, you want me don't blow? It'd be crack. Duh.
I kind of went off the rails.
Yeah, dude.
I think today's show is going to go off the rails.
Yeah.
I think it's heading for the rails.
A Friday in mid-December? Yeah. No.
No way.
A man dressed as Santa breaking into expensive homes in Hollywood Hills.
Man.
LAPD says a Man wearing a holiday scarf and Santa hat broke into homes in Studio City and Hollywood Hills.
Is he Santa or just a scarf and a hat?
Santa knocks on the front door or rings the doorbell at home. If no one answers, he breaks in, smashes the window or a sliding glass door.
Oh, he should go through the chimney like the real one. He should do that.
Yeah, you're right. He should. Get stuck in
probably between 18 and 25 years old, they are Santa.
Then you know it's not Santa because he's not 18 to 25. Yeah, that's not him. Yeah, that's pretty obvious.
Right, Santa only goes to places that have fireplaces.
He's got to be. Exactly. You say
you don't have a fireplace, kids. You're screwed.
He's only got a scarf and hat.
That's what I mean. I guarantee he's a white guy, too, because Tony wears his Santa hat all the time. If Tony broke into a house and he'd be described as a young black man with a Santa hat on, they would
say
a man dressed as Santa.
Yeah.
Because Santa's
that's
white.
That's an excellent point.
Santa's
he just
white,
is.
As he just is.
Yeah,
he just is.
Megyn Kelly will tell you Santa's white. He just is, man.
Yeah.
You know.
Nowadays, you can say that and nobody will hear
nobody care. Yeah.
Speaking of right-wing news, when she did that, there was a story I saw that some conservative TV network called it for more. Said he won. No matter what you hear, he won.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So now we're just denying.
Well, I also heard that they bust in thousands of Democratic voters.
Yeah, I heard that too. Yeah.
Oh, wow, that makes perfect sense.
That alleged pedophile is
who wouldn't notice that?
Alleged pedophiles
would be on the voter rolls.
They're voting as dead people and whatnot.
Sure. Same way they shipped a million people into New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Without anybody noticing.
Our president said that.
Yeah. Even though he won that state.
Dumbass.
He won New Hampshire.
Dumbass.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.